Libera la parola, words from the world.
Ciao a tutte e a tutti. La programma radio di Scuola di Italiano, libera e gratuita, libera la parola, words from the world, continua ad andare in onda. Oggi il nostro ospite è Mustafa. Con lui parliamo del suo viaggio per arrivare in Italia e delle difficoltà che ha dovuto affrontare sia nel suo paese che qui. Buon ascolto.
Selling 3 bricks of straight flour. Got my man a beat down to the third power. He didn't care, spent the money in a half hour. Got some fish scale, rained on competition like a shower. Got the coke cooked up, a crackhead Kevin. In 88, when Kane ruled with half stepping. A 38, a lot of mouth was our only weapon. We was kings till the D's crept in, and now I'm missing. Our girls rock doobies, made a killing, even though the D's knew me. Eventually, you know they tried to do me, fuck it, fed up. My nigga wanted to take it down south. Sick of cops coming, sick of throwing jacks in his mouth. Gave him half my paper, told him go that route. A few months he got his brains blown out. Now I'm stressed, his baby mother, she tripping, blaming me and his older brothers. Understand, the game it be kinda topsy-turvy. You win some, you lose some. Damn, they lost a brother, they mother lost a son. Fuck, why my nigga couldn't stay in NY? I'm a thug, but I swear for 3 days I cried. I look in the sky, ask God why. Can't look his baby girls in the eye. Damn, I'm listening. Her name Drew, play fools out their money and pool. People swore we was fucking, but we was just cool. She used to hang while I slang my drugs after school. She watched my mom, helped my moms with the groceries. My little sister, the girl was kinda close to me. A little closer than the average girl supposed to be. Far from a lover, my girl was jealous of her. Then she started messing with some major players. Handle keys, niggas called them the bricklayers. A dread kid, had a baby for that bitch Taya. Found out her baby father cheating, now Drew she got the slayer. One night, across from the corner store, Taya ran around the block with a chrome 44. Squeezed all 6 shots in the passenger door. The dude lived, what my baby had to die for. I'm missing her.
Hi everyone, today we are in the studio with Mustafa. Mustafa, can you present yourself and talk us a bit about your journey to Italy?
Yeah, good afternoon to everyone. My name is Mustafa. I'm living in Italy. I'm living in the city of Padova. My age is 29 years. I came from Sierra Leone. My country share border with 2 countries. Guinea-Conakry, I share border with Liberia, so I'm came from the West Africa. I leave Africa to Italy because of I was in trauma, I was in problem. In 2004, I got a problem in Sierra Leone, in the city named by Bowtown. So I traveling and come to Guinea-Conakry, I stayed there for a while. I took 2 years in Guinea-Conakry. But there was many difficulties in that Guinea-Conakry when I was there. Many, many difficulties. So I decided to leave Guinea-Conakry. I decided to take a journey to Mali, Bamako. So I stayed there for some time. Later, I think that Mali is not comfortable for me. So I decided to leave. There's many countries that I left. Like, I came Burkina Faso, I came Niger, from Niger, I came Agadez, from Agadez, I went to the desert, from the desert, I went in the sea, Mauritania Sea. So I found myself in the boat. So I decided to cross the sea, the Mauritania Sea. And then I got a rescue team, which is Italian team. So those people gave me a hand of crossing. So they rescued me from the Mauritania Sea at 3:45 in the afternoon, 3:45. But the reason that I came in Europe is because of the difficulty that I go through in Sierra Leone. I have a lot of problems there when I was there. My father left in 2003. My mom also passed away. So there's many challenges from the family, from my uncles, from my aunties. So and that much. So I decided that I should live in Africa. So I have many advices, many friends that told me that it would be better to live and follow the road of Libya so that you can find the European side. In my point of view, I will say thanks to Italy. I will say thanks and congratulations to Italy because they give me a big opportunity and they give me a chance. Because when I was in the Mauritania Sea, the day of that day when I was trying to cross the Mauritania was very difficult. So it was only Italy took me from the sea, bring me up of the land. Since that, I went in difficulties. I did some operations of eyes. I have an eyes problem, so they took me to hospital. They gave me operation. From that, they gave me many things. Like for integration, yeah. Praise be to Italy because they gave me the chance to be integrated. But like the past government was under the Salvini. There's one of the prime minister was in the sitting of Italy. That one was basing on the immigrant issue. Minister of Foreign Affairs. So it was difficult. At the time of that man, everything was sink. He stopped many things not to get a document. And up to now, as I'm talking, I don't have documents because of the laws of Salvini. Because Salvini gave us many laws. He gave us many difficulties. He removed the asylum, the humanitarians, the feeling of the lawyers, because when you have fresh negative, if you went in the hospital, like for instance, in my own case, it was 100% when I go in the hospital and do the operation, they could have given me humanitarian documents. But because of Salvini have come to the bridge, he stopped everything, not to give humanitarian, not to give asylum filling document. He stopped many things. So that gives negative to me.
I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, I'm scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping to my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love is sweet?
Dear mama,
no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate
it. Don't you know we love you?
tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out and started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you, cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you, sweet.
And dear mama,
baby, please, no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it.
Baby, don't you know we love you.
Pour out some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy, there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you, sweet.
Dear mama,
place no one above you, sweet.
You all appreciate it. Dear mama, dear mama.
Could you tell us how do you feel in the city? How do you feel in Padova? How do you think, like, not for politicians, but the people of Italy make you feel? Do you feel at home now, or do you feel welcome?
Yeah, there's no place like home. There's no country you can be measured to your own country. Your country is first. No matter how your country it is, but your country is number one in life. I feel in my country because sometimes I saw many things is coming from the racist branch. Even when you are walking in the street, there's many people you can meet in the street. Say hi, he will not give you hi. Good afternoon, he will not answer. So, in my own country, I thought we can't do that. We cannot do that. When you greet someone in the street, he can answer you. He can reply you, yeah, good afternoon. Because I thought greeting is one of the best civilizations on earth, most intelligencing. When you meet someone in the road, you have to say hi, hi. But Italy, many of the people that I have met in Italy, you can greet them, they will not answer you. They will not reply. And then, if you are in the difficult going somewhere, you don't know. When you ask somebody, hi, can I ask you? You say, no. Because he thought you want to ask him to give you money. He think that concept that you want to ask him or you want to ask her for money. And not everybody asks for money. There's many things that when I was going in one agency in Casa de Entrata, but that office, I don't know that office before. So I was trying to go and register to confirm my registration of the house where I took, because I rent an apartment. So I want to verify if my contract is very legal, if my contract is true, because I don't want the landlord, the owner of the house, I don't want him to teach me. I don't want him to be playing on me. So I was trying to go there. I met somebody in the road, one old man and his wife. So I asked, good afternoon. Can I ask you? So he just used aggressive word against me. He used, can you get out for me? So he used aggressive word. I cannot say everything in the radio station because I thought many people will have to listen it. So I don't want to be give insult words here. So I just go. So these are the things is I found in Italy. The racist, yeah, is there. In civilization world, the most important supreme things I know is greeting. Without greeting, you cannot achieve many things from people. Problem, I think, is maybe, I don't know for the next country, but I'm living in Italy. I can say about Italy for now. And maybe it's all Europe have the kind of style. But greeting is not by supremacy, whether I'm good than you, I'm older than you, I better than you, I rich more than you, no. Because when you greet somebody, give me the answer. Do I know you? No, I don't know you, but I need a chance. I need a road. This road is going to this office because I'm chasing one office, but I don't know this office. So will you direct me? Because I know maybe I think that you may be the citizen of this country. So maybe you can be help me to give me a way. So greeting is not about any issues. It depends by civilization at my own concept. What I know in English, and then there's a book that I study, I read, give me the concept of greeting, give me the dividing of greeting. If I greet you in the back of you, I leave you, you crossed, then I crossed, you go by the east, I come from the west, I give a greet, no, it's not respectable. I should stand in front of you when you are coming and give you my own face, give you greeting, because we have to understand by our eyes, because the motion of human being, it cannot lie. The motion, maybe this greeting depends to do you problem, to give you problem, or to give you another things which is very bad, harmful. Because when I wipe my eyes, watch my face, you know that this person is stressed, maybe you want to do something, you want to ask. So we have to know by eyes. In Africa, we greet by eyes, watch the manner of the person, the attitude, the way he greets, the way she greets. So we can know that this person, he wants to rob me. This greeting, he wants to rape me. This greeting, he wants to remove my life. So I cannot respond to this man. But in the eyesight, we know that this person is very innocent. This greeting is very innocent. So I will respond to him or to her.
Do you remember the name of the book that you talk about?
Yeah, like in my country, there's one book called by Holland Ball. Holland Ball is one of the primary school that's giving the greeting to students. The one gave a question to the northern one. He said, can you give me the first article to communicate? The one said that, I don't know. He said, the one article to communicate first is greeting. I cannot talk to you without I don't give you a greeting and I don't know you before. Before I know you, I should greet you and ask for your name. What is your name after the greeting? But when I come to you in your head, what is your name? It's not good because I don't know you before. I don't understand you. So it's not respectable to just come in front of you. What is your name? I'm not a police. I'm not a soldier. No.
The Chris. crescent's crown and crescent's crown.
You told us yesterday in your country, you told us that there are many ethnic groups and that the communication between the group is very difficult because there are many tribes. And can you talk to us about it?
Yeah, the problem of the ethnic group means many tribes. The many tribes that we get in Africa, not only in my country, all everywhere in Africa, is based on the colony situation. The country where there's a French colony, the French press, the people of that French colony ground to study, to go school and learn the tongue of French. And many colony people force the people of that land to study the French. And then the people just try to be learned only the French. And the tribes that God gives them, beginning of the world, they will just take it for each of individual because it will not be primary language. It will not be primary language. So now the French will be the one language that they will study. Because like my country, I have many tribes, but we study English because of the colony, British colonialized Sierra Leone. So they forced Sierra Leone to study all in English. So if I can say, we have national tribes, which is Creole. We could have studied Creole. And this Creole, when you study it, it's better than the English because we can invent many things from the Creole. But for now, We cannot invent alone, except the colonial people, British, invent computer before we get computer. British will invent fox before I have fox in my country. So, in tribes in Africa, everyone speak where he came from. When he came from south, you speak Mende. He came from east, you speak Mende. When he come from the north, he speak another tribe's name, Timini. And you speak Loko. You speak Limba. You speak Shabgo. No, you speak Mandinka. So all these tribes, they are coming from the north provinces. And this one comes from the east and south. Speak Kono, speak Shabgo, speak Gisi. So many tribes. So which is not good. Like Italy, speak only Italian language. France, they just speak only French language. Bulgaria, they speak only Bulgarian language. So all this problem, I thought he came from the colony version, from the colony days. There's any country have many tribes, it might be disastrous. Any country have many tribes, it is a problem. Because, for instance, you speak a different language, I speak a different language, another person speak a different language, but we are living in this country. You are from Italy, I am from Italy, this one is from Italy, but he speak this one, I speak this one, I speak this one. Times of elections, like we want a president of the country. Times like cultural issues, it will bring problem, because this from these tribes, he want his own brother to win the elections. This from these tribes, he want his sister to win the election. I want my sister to win the election. This is the problem. This is killing Africa. So, at the end of the day, when you come to talk, we cannot talk to understand ourselves, because this talk is very dry, this one speak different tribe. Now we just try to speak only the English, or we try to speak only the French, so that we can be able to understand. How are we going to be speak national, another person tribes in my own country to be understood? It is not good. It brings problem in the country.
Are there movements, like social movements, which want your country to be separated by tribes? Do some tribes want their own country? Do they want to have autonomy?
Yeah, there's many countries, because my country is a small nation, not big nation. It depends on the largeness, the wideness, and the bigness of the country. Like, for instance, Nigeria wants the country to be divided in two categories or three categories. They have where the Muslim came from. That area is occupied by the Boko Haram. They are fighting to remove from another tribe's names, like Igbos. These Igbos, they want to become independent in their own side. The Muslim people, they want to be dominated the whole Nigeria. They want to be taking care of the whole Nigeria. So now the Christian people, the people who came from the Igbo side, many of these people, they are Christians. The people who come from the Calabar, these people, they are from some of Muslims, some of Christians. So now they are fighting within themselves for independence. They are asking to be liberated, to be divided, so that because of Nigeria population is about 250 million population or 60 million population right now. So they have the XX population. So they want to divide it so that they can be able to control their population.
Thank you so much for being here with us, and thank you for the information.
Thank you to everyone. Thank you to the listeners. My name is Mustafa Kaikai. At any time when the radio station need me, I will be there.
Thank you.
Libera la parola, words from the world.